With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We didn't quite finish.
So you finally have got Montana Brown.
What, on the podcast?
Yeah.
Well, it took me literally like, I mean, how many times?
It's a fair few months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always like, okay, I'll come do it. Then, oh no, I can't do this. And okay, I can do this. And no, I can't do this. I was like, what the hell?
So wait, who's actually the flake here? Was it you? Or?
No, it was me. Oh. It was me.
You were a bit more flaky than me. Yeah. I wasn't flaky.
Which is unusual because...
Well, I just knew that she would be a really good guest. And hey, I think, hey presto, I think we've achieved that. Am I not right?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
No worries, man.
Very pleased with this podcast.
You're very pleased with this podcast.
Yeah, very, very content
with
it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But also,
well, let's see how it goes. We've still got part two, so.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We're still joined with Montana Brown.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Go on, Francis.
Booyah.
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 Montana, you also didn't finish that story, so I'm sorry we cut you off, kind of. But so we got to the point where you had this one-night stand. This guy had done things with his fingers, but then what else happened?
So obviously then I was like, right, we're gonna have to swiftly move this on and, you know, change it up. I was thinking, like, right, just shrug it off, pretend like that hasn't happened.
How do you shrug off a finger up your butt?
Because I was just so taken aback. I was like, right, change it up. Like, I'm pretty sure I just had to say, like, let's change it up. Oh, when I went back, I did that.
Let's
classic.
Change it up. I'm going to put a finger in your butt.
Yeah.
What see how you like
see how
when
you
the,
like
when
it.
The finger's in your butt, do you have to, like, pull yourself forwards?
I was literally just like, whoa! Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was just
that?
Such a shock. Like, just, you don't expect that. Like, after all the stories that I've heard from my girlfriends about one night stands, that wasn't something that I was warned about. So,
wait, so, but did you, how did you know that it was his finger?
Because it was quite small.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's how I know.
All right, okay.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah, I would think it would hurt a lot, right? If it was
something else.
You would think.
I'm trying to
you speak from experience. Yeah,
you would yeah, hope.
I guess it would probably hurt.
Okay,
and
then,
so then what happened? Yeah.
Okay, and then I was like, right, I'm just going to do the class thing, like just lay on my back and fucking shut it, and just hopefully this is over very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, try to put a leg up, you know, like try to be all flexible. I'm very unflexible, so it just went like 90 degrees.
Yeah.
And then he started like kissing my foot, like sucking on my toes, like actually biting the bottom of my foot. And I was like, whoa, I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
I've been dancing all day at sevens.
Yeah, like, I had party foot. I was
oh,
like,
God.
But he was just like so engrossed in my foot. And I was like, I hate my feet anyway. So I was like, right. I was like, let's just call it a night. I was like, not gonna lie, like
so you
that
cut
was a
it
bit,
short.
Yes, obviously.
So he didn't even. Get
I was
to...
like,
did you not let him stay the night? No, did you
no,
send him
he
on
like
his way?
Jumped into bed, right? So okay. I've cut it short. I've said, right, like
that's it.
Right, let's just stop now. Like, you've fucking ruined it. Well done. And then he's in my bed, like he's got like he's like snuggled up.
Nice.
And he's like, do you have any milk and cookies? And I was like. What?
This guy is unbelievable.
And I was like, no, I don't. Like, can you leave now? And he was like, oh, like, I thought it'd be quite nice for me to stay. And I was like, well, it won't. And the whole point about a one-night stand is that you fuck off afterwards. So if you could just, you know, get lost, that'd be ideal.
I just love the fact that you're just, you know, I admire you massively, because it's so freaking awesome to meet a girl who's kind of like, you know, if you're gonna go and have sex, go and do it, and then also at the same time just be afterwards, be like, you know, this is,
I'm never doing this again.
Yeah. This is the first and last.
No, but I admire the fact that you're vocal about it and talking about it, because this is why we started Private Parts, because, and you probably agree with this, I think, and you're pretty straightforward. And I think there are a lot of people out there who have social medias and have big profiles and all these kind of things, and they kind of like hold back on what is true and what is honest about them. And fuck it, we all have skeletons, we've all done things, we've all experienced stuff, and being authentic and honest is way cooler.
And also, it also justifies for other people that if someone else had a one-night stand and then someone put a thumb up their ass, I think they'd be like, oh my god, thank god it's not just me.
I can talk about this
now. I can come clean.
Brings closure to people.
Exactly.
But so that is interesting. And so, was this guy, was he one of the rugby players at the Sevens always?
I'm guessing so. He was wearing a unitard, so I guess that was probably.
You took him home in a unitard.
What's a unitard?
No, what's that Borat thing? That kind of like one.
He was wearing a mankini.
Yeah, he was wearing like a mankini, but like obviously it's fancy dress, so I thought, oh, you know, that's quite funny, but obviously I wasn't laughing at all.
Oh, God, he's one of those guys who.
He's one of those guys who thought it was funny to wear a mankini.
He's one of those guys who would like think it would be cool to like shit on the dance floor. Like, oh,
yeah,
he's a lad.
No, he was
like,
one of those, yeah.
I hate those people. I literally.
You've definitely taken a dump on the dance
floor. No, I have never. It's like good form to like poop in a pint and drink it. I mean, like, who, like, do you know what I mean? Like, how
Wait,
is
don't,
that?
Don't you have a habit of pooing in people's
pint glasses?
Rooms? No, pooing on people's stuff.
What do you mean pooing on people's?
You have that game where you go and poo on people's stuff.
Oh, no, it was a game we played in LA.
Oh, yeah. For God's sake!
It was a game.
See, he is that guy.
Yeah, where you poo on people's stuff.
You know,
I've never heard someone say to one of the other friends, oh, do you remember that game you used to play when you used to poo on people's stuff? Like,
no.
That's not normal.
But I tell you, I was just in Bali, and we were talking about this with my girlfriend, Al, and it was basically, we were invited to Bali to this like amazing party, and like, it was very funny because there were loads of like super famous people there, like Luke Evans, who plays Gaston in Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Do you know Cody?
You.
Yeah, it was me. There was this girl, Shy. Oh, my mum's ringing me. No, let's not pick. Okay, I'm going to pick up just very quickly. Hold on a second. Hi, Mum.
Hello, Baba Boy.
Hi, Mummy. How are you? What?
I'm good. I missed your call, sweetie.
Oh, sorry. I'm just shooting Private Podcast right now. So say hi to everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
We're with Montana Brown from Love Island. Mummy, you're a big fan of Love Island, but you didn't watch last series. You didn't watch the series before, did you?
We're
with the beautiful Montana who was in the second series.
Third
and we're,
series.
Are you in the first series?
Third.
She was in the third. Lucky number three, hey? Your son's born on the 3rd of November, so three.
Well, which series did I watch?
The fourth.
Oh, dear, with Adam, the sex god.
That's one way to call it.
That is one way. Listen, Mummy, I love you. I'll call you later.
I love you so much more. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my god, she's adorable.
Yeah, she's very sweet. Anyway, so we were at the thing, and like Luke Evans was there, and all these like Cody Simpson. Do you know Cody Simpson? Yeah, this Australian singer, like Jack Johnson, very cool. And
you shat on them.
No,
we all played this game.
No,
but it was actually very. Luke Evans was like sitting behind me, and I'm like a big fan of like his. And every single time he would tell a joke, I would turn around and go ha ha. Trying to get him involved with me. Just kept looking at me weirdly. And then I went to the bathroom and I was taking a pee, and Cody Simpson came and stood next to me taking a pee with me. And I was like, oh my God, it's Cody Simpson.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I turned to him and went, "Hi, Cody. Hi, I'm Jamie. I'm sitting on your table." And he went, "Oh, cool, man." And in that accent. And I went, "Oh." And I held up my hand to shake his hand while he was taking a pee. And
why
he obviously,
did you do that?
Well, I didn't think. And obviously, he didn't like hand me his hand. So I shook his elbow. I just shook his arm. I didn't
know.
It's
like a Dutch rudder.
Yeah.
He tried a Dutch rudder, Cody. What is
Simpson.
It? Cody Simpson.
Yeah.
And so how did you take that?
Well, I kind of like to.
He orgasmed.
So how did that get from like the shit to then?
Well, I don't know how we transitioned to that, but in LA, what he's referencing to is in LA, I was living with a guy called Josh Patterson, who it was on Made in Chelsea, and he would do this thing where he had.
It was classic.
This is pure rugby humor, right? This
oh,
is it.
Oh no!
He would take a poop on a tissue paper, and he would leave it around the place, around the house, and
which is hilarious, obviously.
And so this one time, I had hooked up with a girl and she was in my bed and she woke up in the morning and was like, "What the fuck is that?" And he'd put the shit next to my bed. And so she woke up with a shit on a tissue paper. And I had to be like, "Oh, sorry, it's just my friend."
He shits on things.
Yeah, he shits on things. He does this. It's very weird. Yeah, yeah. That kind of happens.
So that is what, but you've never taken a shit on someone's belongings.
I've never done that before. I tell you, talking of pooping in the wild, you had to go and do the island.
I did. And okay. I didn't poo for 2.5 weeks.
What?
That's unhealthy.
I know. Well, we didn't have anything to poop.
But explain this. So Channel 4 asked you to come do it and you, were you hesitant? Were you not hesitant? What happened?
I was hesitant because I knew that it would be really hard. And
you wanted to challenge yourself, right?
I wanted to challenge myself. I thought every single reality person is always defying their kind of stereotype. So I thought, you know what, it would be good for me to do that. But also, I'm not sure what I'm like when I'm really hungry. So I might be an absolute diva. You know, I could have been a massive cow. And
I love that. So you wanted to see what, you know, you want to challenge yourself completely.
Yeah. So I thought, you know what, fuck it. I'm just going to go on it, see what happens, meet some new people, you know, shit in the sea.
Yeah, do all of that.
Kill an alligator, wrestle a pig, and, you know, just do all those cool things.
And so you then, you know, for all of the viewers, because it's on at the moment, you get taken on a boat, you have no belongings. Is what you see is what it is, right?
Watching it, like, it's so much harder than it looks. You think production kind of help you on the side, tell you where certain things are, they don't. We got lost for like 8 hours and I was asking like, "Can you please give us some help? We don't know where we are. We don't have any water. We've run out of water. We haven't eaten in 10 days. Like, can you give us some help? Like,
serious?
tell us where are we going in the right direction?" They were like, "Look, we can't help you. Sorry."
Wait, what? so it was Bear Grylls out there with you?
Or? No, he just dropped us off.
Oh, really?
Then went to the Four Seasons.
God, he has it a bit easy, doesn't he?
Yeah, he has it super easy. And so you're kind of like there and it's intense, right? Like,
No, they don't get given tents. it's out in the, you have to build your own shelter.
No beds.
But then also, and I think we need to clear things up because a lot of people were saying that, like, "Oh, you found it too hard, so you left." But that's not quite the case, is it? So what happened?
No, like, people are like, "She left after 4 days." I did not leave after 4 days. I was there for 2 weeks. And
how long is the whole thing?
A month. So I lasted kind of exactly halfway. And I tell you what it is. It's not like reality. Like, you guys have both been on reality TV where, like, you're kind of with, like, your friends and people are all, like, the same age and girls and guys, and it's all quite fun. Whereas I was kind of on a show that it was of all ages. So I was like the youngest.
Yeah. Mm.
And then two of the girls left right at the beginning. I won't say who. So I was kind of, it was just me and Jo Wood, who is Ronnie Wood's ex-wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like over 60. So it was kind of, I found it mentally tough because I felt like I didn't really click with anyone.
Yeah. Belong.
Was, yeah, exactly.
Which is super hard because then you don't feel, and being almost feeling alienated is horrendous.
Yeah, and especially when like you don't have your phone, like you feel so far away from home and everyone's talking like, "What were you doing in the 90s? And I was like, "I was in a womb." So that's just like, you just don't know what to say. Like, people are talking about like what cars they were driving in the 90s, like what country they were in, like, and it's just kind of, I felt a little bit isolated.
No, I wasn't in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
And also that, and mentally, because I reckon you're a fit chick, right? You can do all the challenge stuff there, but mentally is where it kind of is the struggle, right?
Yeah, I think I struggled, but I mean, before that, I'd spent like 4 consecutive months like with my boyfriend every single day, and I think subconsciously, mentally, kind of relied on him a lot. Mm. So as soon as I was kind of...
So you had codependent issues in
a
sense.
Yeah, I think
sure.
So. So when I got on there, I didn't even realize I was dependent on him at the time. And then it was only until the second week. I'm not someone who kind of vents out when I'm like upset about something to people I don't know. Like, I'm not that kind of a person. So literally I woke up one day and I was like, yeah, I'm leaving. People were like, what? They're like, where has that come from? Like, you're not even struggling. I was like, I'm not physically struggling, but I'm like mentally struggling.
Mm. Yeah, and also that is... You know, and I think, you know, Francis and I can speak for this, and I think a lot of people out there, when you are dealing with a mental struggle, it's way worse than a physical pain. It's really pretty hard. And especially when you're on a television show in front of the nation and you're not thinking you're performing the best and you don't think you're doing the best, and you can either stick it out and you can mentally depreciate even more, or you just go, which is much braver.
Yeah.
Like to do that, because to say to a show like that, you know what, this is me, I'm gone, is pretty freaking brave, because a lot of people just stick it out because they're like, oh God, I don't want to quit, but also I don't want to look bad, I don't want to be this, and that. But you're just being authentic and real, you know, I've had enough, I just mentally can't take this.
Yeah, and I tell you what, because we managed to do really, really well within the first 3-4 days. So we almost had like a routine from day 4.
Mm.
So it's like filtering water, getting wood, and it was actually getting a bit mundane. And it wasn't, I was like, right, guys, let's go out and kill something. I was like, I want to go kill something now because I'm starving. We were eating these little limpets that tasted like condoms. And I was like, do you know what? I can't.
Did you not go fishing or?
We did, but that kind of came later on. And I really wanted to go on there and actually kill something. I know it sounds really like demented.
No, because that's what you're going to go for it, do it. Yeah. I get it. Yeah, yeah.
And we kind of had this debate and people were like, no, like, I don't want to kill anything. I don't want to kill prehistoric animals. So I was kind of like, guys, like, come on. And I think as the youngest...
Come on, let's kill some prehistoric animals.
Come on, guys.
What do you think I'm here for? Yeah.
And I think it's so much harder to kind of say your point of view and like kind of argue your point to people who are like a lot older than you. Like,
Did you find it hard? Because also you're a young female. Did you find it hard to kind of step up to the guy? Was it kind of very sort of male kind of like...
Yeah, it was very male orientated, and kind of there was a lot of males on there
chest
that were kind
beating.
Of yeah, chest, whoa, like fighting for kind of
alpha
the limelight.
Males.
Yeah, the limelight. Sure.
It wasn't even the limelight. It was who's going to be the alpha male? Who's going to do the most almost? And so there was Eric Roberts, Julia Roberts' brother, on with us.
Oh yeah,
what does
sure.
he do?
Yeah, what does
and
he
I,
do?
He's a bit of a knob. Gotta say, he's a little bit of a knob.
You heard it here first.
Sorry about
no,
that.
No, fair enough. I love that. I love that.
Do you know what it was? I just thought he looked down on me the whole
why?
Time.
Because
I don't know
your
why.
Your sister wasn't an actress.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, but it was the real. That's the first time I've ever really felt like someone really kind of didn't like me for no reason and kind of just treated me a bit like shit. It was really weird.
Really?
Yeah, because
you weren't born in the 90s.
Maybe.
Or probably because, and I agree with you, probably because you weren't from some acting background. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like reality. And I think people like that, Hollywood, I mean, he's super famous. Like, I get it. And, you know, Martin Kemp was on it, Joe Wood, Anthony Ogogo. They're all kind of like legends in their own right. Whereas like reality is a bit of a weird one.
Well, you think they looked down on it a bit? Or?
Yeah, well, we were once around the fire, right? Minding my own business, wafting the fire, keeping the fire alight.
I used to say wafting.
Wafting a fart.
Wafting a fart. And it was Anthony and James and me. We were all sat around the fire with Eric. And Eric's like, James, man, you're like so cool and you're going to be a legend. Like, you're going to be amazing. Like, I just know you're going to be so successful. Like, I've got some context for you. Like, I know you're going to make it in Hollywood. I want to help you. Anthony, you're the future. Like, you're amazing. And then he looked at me and was like, yeah, you guys are going to do great. And
oh,
I was just
no.
like,
what a
and I was just like, really?
That's so mean.
Oh,
I was just like,
maybe,
you're
a twat. But also, and you can kind of spin this, you know, so there are guys out there who kind of do, it's almost like negging, where they almost put you down because they have like, they obviously like fancy you and things like that. And when you come across an intimidating girl who they find like hot, then they'll be like, they sort of almost don't give you compliments in
yeah,
a way.
Yeah, well, it was just a weird one because I thought, do you know what? Like, it wouldn't cost you anything to just be nice. And I had in my mind, like, oh, he's going to be like the granddad figure and like really, really nice.
Mm.
But it was, I've never met someone from Hollywood that's kind of like super, super famous like that. And I just, it just, I didn't expect him to
was
be like
really
that.
Was he really famous? I didn't don't know who he is.
I don't know who he is.
He's been in like The Dark Knight. Do you know what that is? Batman?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to have to Google this.
What's his name?
Eric Roberts.
Did he go, hey, Eric, you're the one on the show with me?
We kept kind of joking around being like, so Julia Roberts' brother.
Really?
How are you?
Because
he called me Monica for like the first 2 days. I was like, that's not my fucking name.
You should have gone, your sister's a whore in Pretty Woman.
Yeah,
you should have done that. Wait, but it's I'm going to check out Eric Roberts really quick. I have no idea. I mean...
Have you ever seen him?
I don't know who this guy is. I don't know who this guy is. Do you know who this guy is?
No.
I don't know.
But towards the end, to be fair, he like warmed up a little bit. Mm. But at the beginning, like especially when the two girls left at the beginning, I was really struggling. I was like, oh my God, I was like, I cannot stay here with this fucking twat. And everyone was climbing in his asshole, just like, Eric, you're amazing. Blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, no.
I'm out of here. But it's interesting with like reality TV stars, because we've had a very interesting one recently with Roxanne Pallett, right?
Oh God.
So what's that? Roxanne Pallett was the girl in Big Brother that's just come out now. What do you think's happened there?
I think, do you know what? It's a really hard one because I only knew Roxy for about 3 or 4 days. And I really got along with her.
What happened?
Roxanne Pallett is, she went on the island. Beggars,
the one that you
with Montana, and she just went on Celebrity Big Brother as well. And she was doing the rounds. There was confusion in the Big Brother house, or something might happen. Ron Thomas came up to her, and from his side, he gave her like a friendly punch, like that. She got very upset by it and said that he basically
beat her.
Yeah, but it's a really serious thing.
Is this a current thing that I'm missing?
Yeah, it's a current thing, and so she's pretty much the most hated person in the UK at the moment.
But what? Because everyone saw him doing
playfully,
the punch.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on it? So what do you think's happened?
I just think she picked the wrong person to go up against, first of all. Like, Ryan Thomas is, like, loved by the nation.
But why should she do that to anyone?
No, I completely get it. I think she's someone who, you know, I think she's a damaged person. I genuinely do think she's a damaged person. Yeah. And Big Brother kind of exploits people like that, and they rely on people like that
to make
television. And I'm not condoning what she did, because I think it was really, really out of order. But I think her whole life has been kind of about getting attention and trying to do that and making a career out of stuff like that, making news, making the headlines. And I just think she got it wrong. She messed up. And you know what? That can ruin someone's career. But I also think the backlash... that's not okay either. She messed up. She knows she messed up. She deserves to be punished. I'm glad that she left and that she's kind of been reprimanded.
Yeah.
But I also don't agree on everyone trolling her, because this is exactly why people commit suicide.
I agree with you. I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
It's really sad. And like, do you know what? She's probably walking down the street and people will probably shout stuff at her.
People are saying
she's a C-bomb. People are saying she should go kill herself.
What's a C-bomb?
You know what
the C word.
You know
the rude C word.
Okay,
but
do you know what? I think it's a really it's a double edged sword going on these programs, because you know on the one hand you can, you know, it can be lucrative, you know, and you can get the attention that a lot of these people crave, but you know it can go badly wrong, and you can really, you know, portray yourself in a way that, whether it's edited or not, can affect the way that people treat you for a very, very long time, potentially the rest of your life.
It's a life lesson for her at the end of the day, because I reckon she's probably done stuff like that beforehand, and I have heard that she has pulled stunts like that beforehand, and I think it's kind of a wake-up call for her that, you know, she can't do that.
Do you think she thought that she would get sympathy and she'd get away with it because of, you know, what she, like, that she was a girl and he was a boy, like...
Do you know what? I think maybe in her head, she thought that it was more serious, and maybe she's used to kind of being a little bit of a hypochondriac in normal life. And
I agree with you.
And I don't think she did it out of malice. I don't think she did it
to try and smear him.
No, I don't. But I also think, you know, it's good that this has been made.
We're recording, Jamie. Do you mind?
Yeah, come on, Jamie.
I agree with you completely. And also, I think just going on your point, which is so important, is
because you hit girls all the time, and it's like, it's no big deal for you. Right?
I think it's very important to note, and this is very serious and an important part, and we are not that serious a lot of the time, but this is that these people, or especially Ryan, she is a person, and she is a person with feelings, and for you know, we've seen in the past that these kind of incidents can lead to kind of really, really horrific circumstances.
But like, she obviously needs help, so people need to just lay off her and let her get that help, and then she can like be a better person. She's not going to be a better person by saying you should go kill yourself.
Well, I think
she probably will.
Well, I think I think a lot of these programs, they pay lip service to their duty of care to people's mental health, but they don't really actually make any meaningful. You know, they pretend and they, you know, make a show of think, like acting like they care about it, but actually they just want to make good, you know,
good television.
And they and people's mental fitness and for that experience and their mental health afterwards actually I'll put secondary in line to good television, which actually is wrong, I think.
But Montana, as like a girl who, you know, you put like bikini shots up on your Instagram and things like that, you must get comments occasionally just being like, or you if you do a video, things like that, how do you deal with negative comments then?
Do you know what? I really don't care. Like,
Fine.
So I read through all my comments, obviously, as you do.
Uh-huh.
And like, if I see a negative comment, you click on it. It's from like Beverly from like Bexley Heath, who makes
alias?
who makes handmade jewelry, and you're like, no, like I don't care what your opinion is of me.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Good,
but if it's like one of my friends, like if my friend's like, no, Mont, you can't do that, then I'm like, okay, cool, then I'll take it on board. But if it's just some randomer that I've never met who thinks it's okay to comment on my picture negativity, I'm like,
bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah. Bye, Felicia. All right, on that note, Francis, please, let's have the answer to the question of the week.
Oh, well, you will be intrigued to know what the name McDonald's corporate, you know.
Any day now would be good.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, the question was, what do McDonald's call their frequent customers? They have a name for them. Which
and Montana said regular customers.
No,
or McDoodle-Donald's.
McDoodle-Donald's. McDoodle-Deedles.
What was yours? I'm going to call it the Burger Boys.
No, that's wrong, obviously.
Okay.
No, they call them heavy users.
What, like drug takers?
Yeah, that's what they call them. They
what?
Yeah.
Do they actually?
Is that offensive?
I mean, I suppose.
Heavy
users?
As in weight or?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, I suppose there's many, many meanings. Yeah.
Heavy users.
Hey, you learn something every day on Private Parts.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Heavy users. Because I guess it's, you know, like a drug, right?
Right, Montana. By the way, we also are going to do something really great with you, and it's the first one. We are going to record a little video with you after this, and it's going to be uploaded onto our YouTube channel, Private Parts, which we're super excited about. So if you want to head over to that, you can go and check it out. But Montana, you are a freaking wicked guest. I knew this was going to happen. I knew you were going to be the best. Follow Montana on Instagram.
You think she's the best?
She's one of the best, yeah. Montana Rose Brown one. Montana, you're freaking great. We love you, man. Now leave our guests with something inspirational.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something a bit more inspirational.
Okay. You didn't prep me for that. Okay, what about spread kindness?
Good, that's it. Thank you. You heard it here first.
Spread kindness. Love you. Bye!
Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.